According to great Zen master Huineng, there are two pillars of meditation, prajna and samadhi. Prajna, which is wisdom, has two functions. One is to illuminate the state of meditation itself with understanding. Second is to express itself as a correct action or function in the world. Basically integrating the state of samadhi with living in the outer reality. After prajna, or wisdom, links itself with other qualities like compassion, purity, and so forth. In terms of samadhi, however, we need to understand that it is itself composed of different elements. For now, we can divide it into two. Samadhi can be seen as a unity of absorption and clarity, of being and consciousness. If the element of clarity is lacking, absorption leads to the states of dullness or suspension. This is what in India they call laya states, the states of suspension. One is gone, but this being gone is not positive. It does not bring any transformation. In fact, it is negative. It is as if in those times of samadhi, one did not exist. One was just wasting time. When those seekers in India, around masters, they fall into states of suspension, which they cherish so much and mistaken them for some kind of a spiritual achievement, they are not even absorbed in being. They are in fact gone through some mystical states of suspension. It is possible that one is absorbed and consciousness is not integrated or not clear, but the absorption itself is happening in reality, in being. In such case, the absorption is half positive, half negative, but in most cases, absorptions, the cases of those unconscious absorptions, they do not have anything positive in them. In fact, they become like traps or pitfalls, because one keeps on wanting to repeat these experiences. Because they do give an illusion of relief from one's ordinary mind. It is possible to experience absorption or samadhi exclusively in the headspace, which we refer as consciousness, resting in consciousness, and particularly when this samadhi sucks the sense of me into itself, there is an experience of being gone in terms of the personal. that kind of samadhi is positive as such, though it lacks the depth of the beyond. When Ramakrishna gave the experience of samadhi to Vivekananda, Vivekananda reported his experience as being exclusively in the head. Of course, it was just an experience, he could not maintain it. The foundation of true samadhi is the absolute, is the source. Because to rest in samadhi, to be absorbed in samadhi, is to abide in the unmanifested. It's not merely to be suspended or in some kind of a trance condition, is to abide in the beyond. So there are two issues here of how much we enter the beyond and how much of our individual consciousness or identity enters this beyond. For instance, we can enter beyond only through the being aspect of the soul, which we call the absolute state. We can enter beyond as a combination of being and heart, and we can enter beyond as the combination of these two and consciousness. Meaning consciousness also enters the unmanifested. For instance, when you are in an absolute state, you experience deep rest, unconditional repose in the beyond, but your consciousness, even though it is free from the mind, energetically still remains disconnected from the dimension of pure rest, meaning consciousness is not in samadhi. Having stayed beyond the mind and being in samadhi are not the same. Samadhi means absorption, dissolution, disappearance, or merging with something that is beyond oneself. While state beyond the mind is actually who we are. It is the nature of the soul, the positive, correct state of the mind, beyond the mind, that is. One of the important aspects of our growth into the state of meditation is integration between absorption and clarity. Initially, they seem to pull or point to different directions because clarity is the power of consciousness to illuminate itself. And initially, it is using certain element of will in order to develop certain power, strength, the light through which all the unconscious or subconscious energies, tendencies are being dissolved. While surrender, absorption is based on different kind of energy of letting go, dropping any type of will, dropping any kind of holding, so the energy of the source can pull the soul into the beyond. The reason why it is difficult to surrender or to be absorbed is found in the very structure of our separate existence. You can see that through all those lifetimes, through all those infinite time, you have developed your separate existence in contrast to the whole totality and to the outer world, which in this dimension is threatening your survival. So you have developed an excessive solidification of your separatedness in order not to perish in this reality. So each individual, subconsciously or unconsciously, is constantly holding itself together, not to fall apart, to prolong its existence. So as you sit in meditation and you want to let go, you are encountering all those layers of holding. And if you look deeper into why you cannot let go, you can find fear of letting go as being intrinsic to your separatedness. You're actually afraid to become vulnerable, to become too open. Integration of clarity and consciousness with absorption leads to a condition where consciousness is no longer in existential opposition to surrender. And surrender, absorption, is not in opposition to the quality of clarity, is not dulling the mind. You may notice when you are working with being, deep being, you are letting go, it affects your conscious mind in certain way, because the conscious mind is using will in order to maintain certain element of clarity or orientation, self-orientation. So surrendering into being is affecting your conscious me, which is basically either spacing out, getting lost in the subconscious mind, or is falling literally asleep. People who work with being often tend to fall asleep because the mechanism of surrender into being a little bit resembles the mechanism of falling asleep. So your me interprets the surrender as a signal actually to fall asleep. So in this meditation, we are letting go into beingness, breathing to the belly, being more and more anchored in the state of rest, and constantly being in touch with the light of consciousness, making sure it's clear, particularly that you have just come out of sleep. So the subconscious mind can be stirred inside your headspace. So no matter what is happening in that head, you are constantly embodying it with clear sense of I am, filling it up with the light of consciousness. And simultaneously surrendering into being. The beauty of true samadhi is there is no difference whether one is sitting in meditation or acting in the world. There is no entering samadhi, there is no coming out of samadhi. It is a constant, natural state. And because consciousness is integrated with that state, and furthermore, your me is integrated with the state, meaning it can naturally function in the world without affecting the depth of samadhi. So one eventually realizes that that which we call samadhi, absorption of the individual in the universal and absorption of me in the soul, is not merely a personal achievement, it is in fact a nature of reality. This is simply how reality is. And being in samadhi, you are just one with reality. And you don't even know, or shall we say, you do not abide upon the knowledge that you are one with reality. You don't care.